This podcast is part of the Dark Myths Collective. Visit darkmyths.org to discover more shows like this one. The darkness awaits.
Now mine's got sin, my pipes off your leg.
Let's see it.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to the Best Darn Diddly Review Show.
A weekly podcast for anyone who loves...
You are listening to the Secret Transmission Podcast, discussing conspiracies, paranormal, and the strange...
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the show. This is a podcast about the strange and unusual, the secret and conspiracies, the fringe and the supernatural. This is a show where they do little to no research on their topics. They are not professionals in any field except speculation. This is the Secret Transmission Podcast, and today they're going to be talking about going to hell.
I am your host, Toby, and alongside me are my co-hosts. Please introduce yourselves.
Addison.
Kristen.
Rudy.
And we have Addison again. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Be jealous, listeners.
Yes.
So jealous.
So, today we have a fun topic for our Halloween special.
Yay! What is it?
Hell.
Of course, we get the devil on, and now we're talking about hell.
Yes, you get me.
Oh, God.
I'm the devil, I'm Satan.
Yeah, we know.
I'm introducing myself.
I know, now you can go away.
You guys get to introduce yourself.
You don't get that privilege, you haven't earned it yet.
We're gonna be talking about my home.
Yes.
I think I have all the rights to be talking right now.
No, you still don't have any rights.
Okay, whatever.
So yes, we are talking about hell.
That little bitch can sit in the corner.
We did different research on this.
We did.
Because
we did.
I went down a different rabbit hole than you.
I went down several in this research. I ended up in CERN again. Okay.
Everything is connected to CERN.
Apparently.
So... do you want to give a little bit of a rundown of history, or just kind of touch on it, and then we'll get into some of the stuff I've got planned?
It's all from memory. I didn't really write anything down, because I thought we were going to be doing like a history of, but...
Yeah.
But the crux of it is, the Bible really doesn't talk about hell too much.
Right.
They mentioned the devil doing a couple tests here and there. It's not really until later, like in New Testament, when they needed people to join the church, so they were throwing out all this fire and brimstone and
right.
And so people were like showing up because it was like almost like a freak show. These pastors talking about hell and you know, kind of like if we were to go to a horror movie today, that's what they were doing. They were like, oh, they're talking about this new thing, tormenting. It's like, oh, it's really cool, you know. So that's why people were going, is they were listening to these sermons about hell and what would happen to you, and it just kind of stuck. Something I found interesting is the whole, you know, the nine layers, the nine circles of hell and all that stuff.
Yeah,
that wasn't until Dante's Inferno.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
That has nothing to do with the Bible or anything. And Dante's Inferno, the dude that wrote it was exiled because he had different political and religious views in from what mainstream Italy was doing at the time. So he got pissed off, wrote this poem, and it got translated like everywhere. It was an instant hit.
Yeah.
And it, like, pissed off a bunch of people in Italy at the time, like the Roman Catholics.
That's
and
crazy.
The politicians.
So, definitely in the future, we're going to have to do a full
hell. It's a fascinating story on that, how our current view of hell was created and basically how now it's being used as a form of control, basically.
Well, there's always been different beliefs. There's been afterlives,
right.
Similar.
But it didn't matter if you were good or bad, you went to the same place.
Right, yeah.
Whereas now it's like you either go to heaven or hell.
Right.
There's either a good or a bad.
Interesting. But yeah, well, I dropped the ball on this one.
No, you're fine.
We'll do a full hell episode one day because... Mm-hmm. That sounds really cool.
It is. There's a lot in. There's a lot more that goes into it. A lot more details and stuff. So,
but that's like the summed up, super
super summed up version of it.
Super Cliff Notes.
Oh yeah, yeah. Not even the Cliff Notes. It's just like, oh shit, what do I got to remember?
Well, one of the really cool things that I found was our friend Art Bell.
Yeah.
From Coast to Coast AM had a caller. Or a listener, I should say, write an email to him saying, claiming that he had audio of hell, of what hell sounds like. So I'm going to play that for you. This is Art Bell. It's a little bit long. Just bear with it.
Isn't this, wasn't it a Russian excavation or something like that?
Siberia.
Siberia, yeah, Russia. Okay. So, yeah.
Now, I've got a clean copy of it now, and I warn you, this could scare you. Here's the email. Dear Art Bell, I just recently began listening to your radio show and could not believe it when you talked about the sounds from hell tonight. My uncle had told me this story a couple of years ago, and I didn't believe him, like one of your listeners who discounted the story as nothing more than just a religious newspaper fabricated account. The story about the digging of the hole and the hearing of the sounds from hell is very real. It did occur in Siberia. My uncle collected videos and audio tapes and so forth on the paranormal, supernatural. He passed away fairly recently, but he would have loved your show. He let me listen to one of the audio tapes that he had on the sounds from hell in Siberia, and I copied it. He received his copy from a friend who worked at the BBC. It took me a while to find it tonight, but attached is that sound from my uncle's tapes. It's not the greatest quality, but the sounds are there. I was very hesitant to send you this, as the sound bothers me to listen to. I'd suggest that if you do play it on the program, warn listeners in advance so they may have the option of turning the radio off for 30 seconds while it plays. It has always haunted me. To those who discounted the Siberia sounds from hell story, it is true, and I, for one, wish it wasn't. Rick, listening from Chicago. And so I submit now the cleaned, a better copy to you, and I warn you, what you are about to hear is very disturbing indeed.
So like he suggests, we're giving you the warning that this clip is about to play.
Yeah,
so
it is. This, it is spooky.
So there's he threw in a lot of big names in there first. Mm-hmm. Like there's someone that works for the BBC, someone that works for this, that, and the other. You know, this is someone that was actually there. Whatever he's all saying. So here is the clip of hell. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's hell.
Hell sounds like a very noisy place. I would not enjoy hell.
So, the thing is, the story is, they dropped this microphone that cannot be melted, apparently, down into this hole, and that's what they picked up. That's super simplified.
Right. I forgot why they did it. They did it for some reason. I can't remember why they dropped this microphone down in there.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll touch back on that at the end of the episode.
Okay.
Because
I like touching on that at the end of the episode.
You're telling me I like touching on stuff too.
You dirty bitch. Well, anyway.
Anyways, yeah, we'll come back to that because I got some more info, but I'm kind of making a hell sandwich.
Okay. You're going to start with hell and end with hell.
And with, lots of hell in the middle.
We're all the meaty bits in the middle, right?
Yes, yes. Okay, just the bread. So, let's get started with our...
You just equated hell with bread.
Well.
Depends on if it's enriched.
It's fat-free.
Oh, God. Might as well just not enjoy life.
That's hell. So this is where me and Rudy got on different pages about everything. Mm-hmm. I started going down a rabbit hole of people that claim they've been to hell. And I've got three stories, and we're going to talk about it and listen to them explain some of it here in a minute.
Good old NDEs.
What is it?
Near-death experiences.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Yep.
Once you said it.
Yeah.
So this first guy is Bill Weiss. He has a book called 23 Questions About Hell, and I think he has a second book called 23 Minutes in Hell. Hold on, and I need to make a statement real quick. Every one of these, there's a million of these videos of people that have been to hell, and it's pretty weird, but they're all super, super religious.
Really?
Oh, man. Most of the time, they find God at the end of this journey.
Right. So, but before that, they were pretty diablettical human beings.
Some of them. Yeah. And I've got one.
And I think I know who you're talking about, but I won't spoil it.
But this guy claims, and I'm kind of jumping the shark a little, but this guy claims that he has been going to church for 41 years.
Oh, okay.
So he's a diehard Christian or whatever his faith is.
Right.
So he believes in hell, in heaven.
Yeah.
So on November 22nd, 1998, Bill and his wife went to bed around midnight. And this is what happened to Bill.
You were asleep.
Yes. We went to a prayer meeting, came home like any other normal night.
Yeah.
And I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning to get a glass of water.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly I was pulled out of my body, like being sucked out of your body. And I found myself falling through the air, and I landed in this actual prison cell in hell. Rough-hewn stone walls, bars, filthy, stinking, dirty prison, like a dungeon.
Yeah.
Now, this was an out-of-body experience. This was... Okay. A vision, okay? Right. I've never had one like this before. But anyway, it was actually a prison cell. And there were these demonic creatures in this cell.
What were they like?
Reptilish in appearance, bumps and scales all over their bodies.
Yeah.
These particular two were about 12 or 13 feet tall. There's even scripture for that, but...
This doesn't sound like hell. I've been to hell. I live in hell.
Oh, no, I'm laughing because the one guy, he's talking about what the creatures look like, and he starts describing, he goes, yeah?
Yeah.
But like you would with a small child, you know?
This host is really funny.
Yeah, but then he pretty much gives himself up. He says, as it is in the scriptures. So
right.
He's read it.
Yeah.
He's read it somewhere.
Yep. Good point.
So... I mean, it's just an elaboration on top of scriptures. A lot of things can be.
So he's in this prison cell and he sees these demons. He goes on to say that the demons were cursing God and his name and had an extreme hatred for him. And they started to get really ugly with Bill. Like they weren't happy with him being there, I don't think.
I wonder why, what have I done to them? But the one picked me up, threw me into the wall, tremendous strength. I collapsed on the floor. I felt bones broken. The other one dug his claws into my chest, tore the flesh open. You have a body in hell, but it can withstand this torment. And they had absolutely no mercy, an extreme hatred for God and for man.
So Bill says they took him out of a cell and took him to a big pit of fire. He says this wasn't the lake of fire.
I like bonfires.
Wait, so how did he get down there?
S'mores.
When he went to go get a drink of water, he just, like, collapsed. Like, he had a vision.
Okay. So yeah. It wasn't like...
He was, like, pulled out of his body.
Yeah.
Essentially. Okay.
It wasn't like God took him or anything like that.
Maybe. We don't know yet.
Yeah, but okay, so you would think that if God took him, that God would have, like, this veil over him to where if he goes down there, no one can see him. And you don't think that the devil's going to just be like, oh, hey, God, you're coming for one of your daily tours. Here you go. Here's the open gates.
Not necessarily, because look at Job. Look what they did to him.
Yeah, but also the whole entire reason why Satan's down there is because he wanted his own followers. So why would he let God down there to show people what not to do?
I mean, I don't think...
He wants people to do bad things. Why would he let God go down there for a message to send back to people?
Do you think God and the devil have a treaty? If we're saying
I do, I believe
God
you can't land on his territory and he can't land on his.
Well, they do all the time.
Yeah.
That's kind of the point of Job.
I don't see him having a goddamn Six Flags travel pass.
Calm down.
Going to the front of the line to get in. I just don't
see
that.
He's God. He can do that. He can go to the front of the line.
But he can't because that's his kingdom versus his kingdom.
God's kingdom's everything.
No, I don't think
everything.
So. Not the devil's. It wasn't that wasn't probably I don't think that was in the treaty. Hey, yeah, I'm banishing you from heaven, but
I'm coming down.
Guess what?
See,
I'm coming down anytime I want to.
Yeah.
I don't think
that. God can do that.
I don't think
that's
that
his right.
Happens.
He created hell. He can go down there if he wants to. See how everyone's doing.
Check up on people.
Yeah. Well, how you doing, Bill?
Did you get the memo today?
Let's see what's happening to Bill now that he's.
It sounds like it's a treat, honestly, so far.
Let's go back to Bill.
At this point, I was alone, just with these creatures. And they began tormenting me. I did feel pain, but I understood most of it was being blocked. And the Lord explained to me on the way back that he did allow me to feel some of the pain, to relate to people that it's not metaphorical or allegorical. It's not a state of the mind. It's real, literal pain you're going to feel in hell.
Did Bill collapse at work? Because this sounds like a work day to me. Just a little bit of torment and a little bit of Jesus.
I can come up with a better story.
Sounds like you need a new job.
To get out of work.
What's in the water, Bill?
To say I had an out-of-body experience. You know?
Right.
I've been to hell. I got to go home.
Yeah.
So Bill goes on to say that there is no water, and he was thirsty the entire time. And in this interview, Bill says he's been a part of the church for 41 years, like
I
said.
Right.
So he gets really heavy about like going to heaven and why it's important to be good because of how bad hell is. And he starts quoting this and that out of the Bible, and I didn't want to play all that.
Right.
But
some people may find that to be a nice day.
Toby will find this funny. What do I always tell the kids? Never to drink out of a water fountain.
Oh, yeah.
I always tell them, like,
don't drink the water.
Drink out of the water fountain, please, God. And Gibson, he'll be the first one, like, oh, there's a water fountain. He gets over there sucking on it.
Yeah, he wants to put his mouth right
on
it.
I hate it because it's so germophobic.
I'm like,
so
don't do that.
See there? My point is proven. Look what you can get from a water fountain.
Just tap water. He was at his own home.
No. Oh, I thought he would drink out of a water fountain.
No. Yeah, no.
I was like, where's this water fountain coming out of?
She said that this happened at work, so now she's all like,
I thought he was out of the water fountain.
He's hallucinating.
Oh, it just happened out of the tap water?
He was, it was 3 o'clock in the morning. He was at his home.
He was getting a drink.
It just really seems like someone has a guilty conscience. Like, the fact that like they're like calling his name as well and like things similar to that. Like, he's got a lot weighing on his chest and that he plays so heavily into like, well, I went to church for 41 years and like that he's quoting so strongly. Like the Bible and stuff, like you just.
What's he hiding?
Right, like something. He feels
very proud of himself.
Yeah, like he's making a point to say, well, I don't do anything. It's so important to be good and to do right.
That's what I was telling Toby yesterday. So we passed a church, and really big on a sign out front, it says, come witness a miracle.
Are you a fan of global travel? Are you wanting to see more of the world yourself? Well, then you're my kind of people. My name is DeAndre Koch, and I'm the host of the travel podcast, Revolutionizing Your Journey, where we share stories of everyday people making the most of global travel and also teach you how to do the same yourself. You'll hear stories from people just like you who learned how to travel for nearly free, like Jo, who realized she could take her daughter to Disneyland in Tokyo for cheaper than in the US, or Rob, who flew his entire family of seven to Europe round trip in business class, all for less than the price of economy. Check out the link in the description for the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast to learn how to elevate your own travels.
Yeah,
she's driving by. My sister's very religious. She's like, I was like, wow, what a sign. She's like,
I'm gonna go there. I want to see a goddamn miracle.
And I was like,
you gonna take possession of someone and check it out?
Well, yeah.
I just told her, I was like, man, that is a sign. She's like, oh yeah, they're real proud of themselves, and kept driving. I mean, it's one thing. It's like the guy with the jacket. If you ever see the meme, it's like, damn, I wish I had that jacket, where he's hitting everybody with the jacket and he's like putting the Holy Ghost into him
with
his jacket.
Smacking
and it's
with
like,
the jacket. Yeah.
Everybody's like, damn, I wish I had that jacket. And just, I mean,
the
I get it. I just,
jacket.
I feel like there are prophets on the world, but it's like, you can't, I don't think he's going to give that much power to them. You know, like, I don't know.
Well, do you want to know how he got out?
Mm-hmm.
Drink some water.
Well, when I was viewing all this torment and people burning in the fire, I began being lifted up through this tunnel. Mm-hmm. And that's where this bright light appeared. suddenly this bright light. I knew immediately who it was. I didn't see his face, but I saw the outline of a man standing in this bright, pure, holy light,
yeah,
like no light I've ever seen. And I immediately knew who it was, and I just cried out his name, Jesus. And he said, I am. I collapsed at his feet. I don't know if I died, but he touched me. And when I came to, I started having thoughts, and he would answer my thoughts. And there was many thoughts. I don't have time to go through them all here. But, I thought, Lord, why did you send me to that horrible place? He said, because many people do not believe hell is real. He said, even some of my own people do not believe hell exists. Which that statement surprised me, because I thought all Christians believe in hell, but many of them do not.
Sure.
They believe in annihilationism or universalism or soul sleep. None of that's true. Jesus said in Matthew 25:46, that these shall go into everlasting life, and these shall go into everlasting punishment. He used the same word, everlasting, aionios. So just as heaven is everlasting, so is hell.
Calm down, Satan.
That's Joel Osteen's cousin who's jealous he didn't make it on TV.
Yeah. Yeah,
so Matthew.
This guy, I mean, through this entire interview, he's spouting out Bible verses left and right.
I just find that host hilarious, because he's like, yeah, oh,
yo, he's,
oh, yeah,
the whole thing. He's super enthusiastic through the whole thing. Like, he's like really concerned too.
He's like, well, he's borderline distracting, because he cracks me up every time I hear that host say something.
Yeah.
So I can't really say much about that girl, because I was reading online, and the girl that I told you spent 23 hours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. In
so
hell.
Tell the story.
So
since you started,
supposedly she went 23 hours in hell, and that she came home and she didn't really believe in God, or she was saying, "Why are we so special?" Pretty much.
Uh-huh.
And so supposedly God sent an angel to her doorstep and sent her into a 23-hour, or it was only like a few minutes of sleep, but really it was 23 hours of sleep. So sent her to sleep, and God's angel took her down there to hell. And there she saw people walking like Michael Jackson doing the moonwalk and this. And she was like, well, you know, she also said the same thing, that whenever she asked God, you know, why me? She said that their tears are falling onto his garments, and said, well, because a lot of people just believe that hell is a joke and that it doesn't exist, and I need you to go back and I need you to spread the word. And to a child. So it's kind of like everybody always has that thing. But then people were saying that it was more of a joke, because first this guy, he spends 23 minutes in hell.
Uh-huh.
Then she comes out and she spends 23 hours.
Uh-huh.
So everybody's like, okay, so now someone's going to spend 23 days and 23 weeks and 23 months. So it's 23
years.
Yeah. So it's kind of like a...
My thing is, I wonder how he knew it was 23 minutes. Did he wake up at like 3:23?
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
And not only that, but I feel like when I was saying about the prophecy kind of thing, or like somebody who is like a prophet on earth, or, you know, even a leader on earth about God's, like, I feel like if God loves you enough, he's not going to send you down there, period. Not even to scare you straight, or to send you back up to scare people
straight.
Yeah,
that is a little weird that...
If you were living 43 years in church and you were loving God so much, mm-hmm. why would he even expose you to that?
Right.
If you are God's child, mm-hmm. no, he would never want you to be down there, and he would never even want you to set foot in there.
That's the big argument with a lot of people, is God, if God's so loving, why would he even have a place like that ready if you screw up one time? It doesn't make any sense.
And I don't
sense.
Think that it is that. I don't think that that's what I'm saying. It's not one, the way that I've always learned it, that's not his place. It was that he cast the angel down because he wanted to be, you know, mm-hmm. have his people too. And you got to choose. Do you want to live in sin every day? Then that's where you go. That's as if you're following Satan.
Right.
If you want to live in good and do good things and, you know, be forgiven and live a holy life and believe, then that's whenever you belong to God. It was kind of like a dividing line, is what I've always seen it as. Not as that was God's place. That was built by Satan, not by God, is how I've always felt it. I know that's not how the Bible really says it. He says he built heaven, earth, and, you know, that's all I've ever heard. I've never known that God built hell.
It was basically created, so Satan and a third of his army wanted to go with him.
And
so
cast down the demons.
Right, he cast them down.
Because they went from angels to demons, basically. And he cast them down.
Right.
To hell.
Right.
And that's why I feel like people who are living a sinful life, they live a demon-like stance, and that's why they get cast down to hell. That's why I've never, ever heard God being...
The whole casting down thing is a recent thing, though. And when I say recent, just the past few hundred years, it wasn't always the case. Everyone went to the same spot, basically. No, don't.
Yeah.
Don't. No.
You want me to call you out?
I'll
call you out. You can tell us all about how it really works.
I just want y'all to cool down on the religious talk because this is supposed to be fun, guys.
It is fine. I'm just saying that's how I've always felt.
Right.
Don't get all religious on me.
You just don't want nobody going to heaven. You want them all to go to hell. So, of course, you want us to chill out on the religious talk.
It's not a party zone like you make it out to be.
See, okay, and this puts out the point. This is why I don't believe that somebody would go down there and be casted down there to come back and tell a story. It all starts with the people here and you believing and spread a word. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like it's you
yeah,
go
it's
down
a scare
there.
Tactic.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't is. Believe yeah. that.
But let's take a break, okay? And then when we come back, we'll talk more about
gotta
all this.
Pee.
we'll be right back. Keep that in.
Yeah, you cannot pee. Sit down. Sit down, wench.
The devil does not have any control over her.
I guess not. We'll be right back, guys.
Thank you.
I'm Casey.
And I'm Samantha.
And we're the hosts of True Crime Storytime, a podcast for all things true crime.
We will be bringing you fortnightly episodes covering everything from murder and mystery, disappearances, theft and fraud,
abductions and kidnappings, and more importantly, trying to take a lesson away from each case, because every story has a message.
Hey there, fellow podcast fans. Do you love comic books and especially Swamp Thing? Get out of the bayou. So do we. Come check out the Parlapod Show, the world's only podcast dedicated to the muck-encrusted mockery of a man himself, Swamp Thing. This is some serious arcane audio. We also have a sister show, Splurch, where we dive into the world of comics and all the crazy aspects of life. Give us a listen at Parlapod.com, iTunes, SoundCloud, our YouTube channel, visit our site, Parlapod.com, and consider supporting our Patreon for some really cool rewards and exclusive content. Check us out on PodcastRadioNetwork.net every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Join the conversation on Twitter by following at Parlapod. We'll see you in the swamps.
In the swamps.
In the swamps. In the swamps.
And we are back.
Uh-huh.
Let's get into another case of hell. You gonna go back to hell?
This topic is hell.
You being in this room is hell.
No.
Yes, okay, but I am gonna say what I said on break.
Say it.
The whole entire if God loves you so much, why is he going to send you to hell to see how bad it is? Why wouldn't he send you up there to visit heaven to show you how good it can be?
Right. Because hell's cooler, duh.
Didn't sound very cool.
No. Nope.
It's noisy as shit. I can't handle that.
You guys just don't know how to party.
I just hope there's a pharmacist down there in hell so I can get some anxiety medicine.
Too bad there isn't.
Hey, wait. No, actually, there would be. It's just the line never ends.
Do you know what my hell would be? A dirty room that never gets clean.
I have that right now.
It would be bad.
Okay, so let me jump into this next story.
Well, if I got a room for you.
March 2003, a man named Messiah had a trip to hell. Because that's the theme and everything.
Messiah.
Before his trip to hell.
I wonder if he saw it coming.
Before his trip to hell. What is my cat doing?
Yeah, there we go.
He's never gotten up there. That's weird.
Probably sees something he likes.
Before his trip to hell, he and his family were having a reunion of sorts. They were just meeting up with family that they hadn't seen in a long time.
Right. That's typically what a reunion
is. Hell on earth.
Yeah, he's already in hell. So the hotel that they were staying at had a pool. Apparently, Messiah couldn't swim, but he decided to take the kids down to the pool so they could swim in the shallow end. Apparently, he took 9 kids with him.
Who is dumb? Where's the mothers?
Right.
One of the kids looked like they were about to fall in, so he tried to grab them. When he did, he slipped in, hit his head, went unconscious, and began to drown.
The sensation of drowning is this, you know, fearful, helpless, can't touch anything, you can't feel anything. The
first thing I remember was these huge bubbles. It's like it being in a water cooler. I mean, bigger than my face type bubbles. And it wasn't just like one or two. It's like bubble after bubble after bubble appearing and then floating away from me. And after that, I would kind of black out, if you will.
Messiah's brother ended up coming down to the pool and noticed all the kids were looking into the pool and didn't see his brother anywhere around.
They sacrificed him.
I wish.
Oh, you know you had a hand in it. I've seen Children of the Corn.
I actually pushed him. He just doesn't know that.
Oh, there we go.
He thought it was a slip and fall.
Yeah.
I almost drowned in a hot tub when I was younger. I did. It had a really deep, like, it was like 12-foot bottom on it. And
in a hot tub?
Yeah. Yes. It was nuts. At a swim at my sister's apartment complex when I was probably like 7 years old. And she kept on telling me, they were like, don't get off the edge, don't get off the edge. Well, my sister, she had jumped in. Whenever she jumped in, she caught my hair. And she grabbed me down, and I went down below. And I could not, for the life of me, find anybody or anything to grab onto. And then finally, I got back up. But that's till this day why I don't take a shower.
Oh, you weren't in a hot tub.
I hate showers, like, because of the water running on my face. It makes me, remind me of, like, that trying to swim through water.
Right.
Like, very rarely do I probably take a shower probably like 3 times a year.
Very rarely does she bathe is what she's trying to say.
No, yeah. I bathe. I just don't take a shower. I don't take a shower.
I never wanted to say anything when I came over.
I'm clean. My house clean. It's Toby you're smelling. I don't get to clean him.
You're the one that just said you don't take showers. So
his brother also couldn't swim. And plus, he wasn't sure if...
Let me guess that idiot jumped in, too, to
no,
try to save
him. No, he wasn't sure if he was playing with the kids, like, getting under the water and then popping up or something. So, when he realized, oh, he's drowning, they tried to get a pole to save him, but that didn't work. So, they started yelling, and someone came and dove in the pool, and they pulled him out, and two bystanders began to give him CPR. The hotel called 911. He started spitting up water and his heart was beating and everything. When the ambulance got there, he flatlined again. And Messiah remembers waking up in the hospital in like a brand new gown with no IV or anything. And he finally sees someone while he's laying in this hospital for a little while, but he doesn't know what's going on.
There's a nurse who just keeps her back to me the whole entire time, doing things, messing with the drapes. I try to reach out to her, and she kind of turns, and she looks over her shoulder at me, and she's like, oh, you'll be fine. And I look at her, and she looks just like Samika, but she's like more fair-skinned and lighter-skinned lady, but looks just like her in the face. So I actually thought it was her. Having seen the bubbles and feeling like I was, you know, in water or drowning, I felt better because now I was in the situation where it seemed like I was okay, I wasn't hurt, and there was a nurse that looked just like my girlfriend. We exchanged a glance with each other, and the smile was very comforting. It's almost like a blend up to a blackout again. It's like a just complete darkness. Next thing I began to hear voices in this darkness, just whispers at first. They're just saying stuff like, it's okay, you're gonna be all right, don't be afraid. It hits me at this point that I'm not dreaming. It was apparent that I was dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
Man, whoever did the video, though, they really had to think those sound effects, too,
didn't no, they? They make this better than most horror movies.
I know. I
and it's like, just him telling a story.
Yeah.
It doesn't show like a reenactment or anything. It's,
right.
So.
Man, they're playing up them sound effects big time.
But did you hear? He says that all these people, he hears people mm-hmm. like his grandma saying, don't be afraid. Everything will be okay.
Right.
And that's just the beginning of it because now he's like in a black void, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And he sees two lights.
I began to walk towards the light. I see that it's not actually light, it's actually like two little flames, like two torches.
He says he starts to see gold coins, gold goblets, all kinds of gold when he starts getting closer to these flames, right? And he started to have a bad feeling that this was hell.
With all that gold?
With all that gold. He just assumed it was hell for whatever reason.
Right.
Here is another clip.
I started to see a figure sitting there, and he's sitting not in a throne, but he's actually sitting in this heap of gold. He's enormous, at least 12 feet into the air, just sitting there with a menacing look on his face, almost like a bull's head, but with a human face. So it was really big, deep, like blood red. You know, our blood is like almost black, but red. He's really intimidating, sitting there, horns that come out and curve. I was terrified. Seeing Satan face to face, I knew I was dead and I was going to hell.
Let me just clear something up.
Okay.
That wasn't me.
I was gonna say, how does he know for sure that was you?
I don't know what he's talking about.
Who was that then?
Why would I sit on gold?
I don't know. You do weird things.
You do weird things, bitch.
Well, I know I do, but I'm not the devil.
That's what you think.
That's true. That's true.
But yeah, I mean, what the fuck? Why would I sit on gold when I can sit on the bones of my enemies?
Good point, Satan.
He's such a bad A. Also, yeah. I'm so scared.
He says his relatives were still telling him, it's going to be okay. Don't be afraid. And apparently this demon, whoever it was, whether it be Satan or not,
right,
couldn't see them. But he could hear them, and he was looking around and wasn't even paying attention to Messiah. Like, he was trying to see where the voices were coming from.
Oh, okay, okay.
Then he gets closer to this demon creature. We won't say it's Satan, just because...
Because you don't want to hurt my feelings, I know.
Oh, forget your feelings, hey, you jerk.
That's not very nice.
I know it's not. You're the devil. Who gives a shit?
See, that's a very common misconception.
Go, get out of here, you
big weenie. I'm actually a pretty good guy.
Go. No, go.
He's clearly very sensitive. Okay.
I know he is. That's why I'm picking on him.
Thank you.
Don't
thank me. I'm not necessarily seeing up for you.
Do you have sympathy for the devil?
I don't, though.
Do you want the devil's number?
Do you want my number?
Can I get them digits?
Them digits is 666. Hello.
So he gets closer to this demon, and let's hear what he has to say.
Ooh. We can just ask him. He's right here in the room. What did you say to him?
I said, what are you doing here, man? You're in the wrong place. You were supposed to take a left at Albuquerque.
So what do you think this guy's going to say?
He's going to be like, hey, can I get those digits?
Everyone trying to get the devil's digits.
I know. It's fucking ridiculous. Play the clip, Toby.
And once I get to about 25 feet, Satan, the devil, finally looks directly at me. The whispers kind of begin to die down, and it's just my grandmother again, and she's like, it's gonna be okay, go ahead. He looks and he leans forward. And then he just kind of eases back and kind of sits back into his chair as if to say, nah, I'm going to pass on you for now. And then my grandmother's like, I told you, it'll be all right. You don't have to be afraid. It'll be all right. And then I kind of ease into this darkness, into this sleep.
I'd like to point out that he's contradicting his own story. He said that it wasn't a throne, it was just like a pile of gold.
Yeah.
And then he says he sits back in his chair. Obviously not me.
That's kind of beside the point. It's, I don't know, that's, the devil leans in, then he leans back, it's like, nah.
On his chair. Well, it wasn't me. He said no chair.
But so I'm curious as to, like, why gold? Like, out of everything, like, where did gold come from?
Is that an allegory for how greed is bad for you?
You know what I was thinking.
You would look at it that way, though.
I do.
Well, what I was thinking is it kind of goes with some of beliefs to where you have to pay the
Oh, the toll?
The toll. The
to get across the river Styx and all that
stuff. Yeah, I couldn't think of what it was. But yeah, like, some beliefs they would, like, leave gold coins in their pockets of people or over their eyes or whatever to pay the toll of the afterlife.
So Egyptians did that.
It's kind of a weird mix of, like, that. Honestly, I would believe that for some reason.
What, a throne of gold?
Well, just the gold thing, because it's such an ancient thing, and he's mixing it in with this devil that he knows. So it kind of makes it like, okay.
It's not like this, like, picture book, what you typically think of.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's a little bit different than...
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah, like, it's something... Maybe not hell, but I'm talking about, like, the afterlife and paying the toll and everything. Like, that makes it look like...
Oh, he's... Okay.
Do you see what I'm trying to say? Like, yeah. Maybe he had no knowledge of that kind of the mythology of paying the toll and all that. Mm-hmm. So maybe...
Well, maybe he did.
Exactly. So if he didn't, though, that makes it very interesting because he...
But wait, how old was he again when this happened?
It didn't really say. I mean, he's got a kid, so...
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, you can have a kid at 12. I mean, so
it depends on your culture.
But so back in the hospital, they did get his heart beating again. You know, that's how he's telling the story. Mm-hmm. He almost did die from complications, and he was in a coma for a long time, and he woke up. And supposedly, during his like little thing with the nurse, that nurse looked kind of like his wife or something.
Okay.
Or his girlfriend at the time.
Okay.
And she looked pregnant or something. I can't remember. And when he woke up from his coma, he told his girlfriend, "You're pregnant." And she's like, "No, I'm not." And he's like, "Yeah, you're pregnant with my baby." And she was, and they ended up getting married and happily ever after.
Oh, wow.
So he kind of had a little premonition about it. And that's maybe there was somewhere in that story that his grandma was like, "You can't leave yet. You have to take care of your child," or something. I don't remember. I might be completely wrong on that. But it's a case.
That's cool.
It's like unfinished business.
Yeah.
Like, you're not done here.
But for the devil to look at him and go, just kind of lean back and like, nah.
Nah, no, it's not your time.
I'd have taken his ass right away. That's oh why God. You know it wasn't me. I would have just fucking snatched that soul up and...
you would. Stop doing those sound effects too, man. It's disgusting.
You don't like those sound effects? Because that's not what you told me the other day.
That was off mic, though.
Okay.
That was for our website.
TheDevilAndRudy.com.
Yep.
TheDevilAndRudyGetNaked.com.
I don't know about all that. We had to simplify.
TheDevilAndRudyGetNaked.com and poop on each other.
No, forward slash, you know, poop on each other. Yeah.
Okay.
You have to pay for the poop vids.
Oh, boy, free 30-day trial.
Yeah.
God damn it. We need to take another break. This got out of control. Yeah. Let's take another break, and when we come back, we'll talk about our last story. We'll be right back.
Every year, new TV shows get canceled. Some make it an entire season, and some don't even make it that far. I'm Ed, host of Unaired, where each week we review a show that was canceled with episodes left unaired, then pitch our ideas for what could have been future episodes of those shows. We've covered shows like Cavemen, the show based on the Geico Cavemen commercials, the ill-fated 2011 Wonder Woman pilot, a show called Look Well, where Adam West plays an aging TV detective who thinks he can solve real crimes, and many more. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, unairedpodcast.com, or wherever you download podcasts. And remember, some things are better left unaired.
Well, hello there, neighborinos. The handle's Mr. Most Days Off, but my friends call me Miles, and I'm the host of the Best Darn Diddly Review Show.
Hello, Mr. Most Days Off.
And that's my best friend, Richie the Whiz Kid, the co-host of Best Darn Diddly.
Hi-dilly-ho there, podcasterinos. The Best Darn Diddly Review Show is a weekly journey through the entire Simpsons series, hosted by us, two guys who grew up loving the Simpsons.
We discuss every diddly, every doodly, and every dough!
So lace up your assassin sneakers, put on your skin-tight ski suit, and head down the slopes with us at Best Darn Diddly.
Stupid, sexy Best Darn Diddly.
You can catch us each and every Monday on BestDarnDiddly.com.
So we are back, and we'll try to keep the devil from saying stuff like that again.
Yeah, let's please. No, don't.
I was just going to say I'm sorry. I took it to a whole weird level. Mm-hmm. And I won't give that information out again, Rudy. I'll keep that just between us.
I appreciate it.
No problem.
That's for a select paying few.
So, our next case we're going to discuss is Brian Melvin. This dude is a Melvin.
Man, he is a badass.
So,
Melvin the badass.
No, if you look at his video, I hate saying this. He kind of looks a little dorky, and he's like, I was a real tough badass. Like,
essentially, yeah.
He's...
I was a hot rod. I was ready to go.
Like, that's exactly what
he was. Napoleon Dynamite's brother.
Yes. Holy crap.
That's
yes.
Exactly that's what he is.
An older Napoleon Dynamite's brother. Yes. Older and just like, yeah, I used to be real cool.
Jiu-jitsu. Yeah.
Wait till you hear the clips. You're going to die. So, it's hysterical.
In 1980, I was a rough and ready kind of a guy.
This is the 80s. And like I said, he was a tough guy who drank and partied a lot. And those are his claims. If you watch this video, he says he is a tough guy.
He wasn't a player, but he smashed a lot.
So apparently he worked as a construction worker in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And it was hot, so he decided to get a drink of water. Little did he know that this water was brought from Mexico.
Uh-oh.
And was contaminated.
Uh-oh.
Second time people have drank water.
Right.
Got real sick, contracted cholera, and within about 72 hours, I was flat on my back and basically dehydrated. That's when I passed away. I noticed that when I passed on, that of course I wear glasses and I'm very nearsighted. I noticed that, the first thing I noticed is that I wasn't wearing my glasses and I could see clearly across the room. And when I turned my head, I noticed that my body wasn't moving. And I was lifted right out of my body and hovered over my body, looking down at myself and looking around. And next thing I knew, I went through the ceiling of the room I was in, and I was in as transported into a very, very, very black, dark void.
Looks like Melvin needs to change his ways.
Such a party animal and a hard ass.
Yeah. So now Brian is in this void. But y'all, before we stopped recording a second ago.
And so it's like, don't drink the Kool-Aid, it's don't drink the water.
Yeah, because both, two of the three cases we have, there's water involved.
Actually, all three of them have water involved.
Oh, shit!
Oh,
the swimming pool!
Yeah.
Holy crap, mm-hmm. I was just thinking about the guy getting a drink at 3 a.m.
No.
Weird.
Yeah.
Never taking a bath again or nothing.
You never took baths before, remember?
Yes, I did. I don't take showers.
Yeah. Old news.
Yeah.
Don't smell.
Don't go back.
So, Brian is in this void and he hears a voice. He thinks it's communicating with him telepathically. He can't remember everything, but he does remember it explaining why there is an evil in the world and what life is in general. Then he gets to see a light.
Oh, yeah. I was going through the darkness and was approaching the light there, and I noticed that on this rock, it was a big huge boulder right out in the middle of this darkness, and there was a person sitting on a throne, and the individual that was sitting on it was emanating light, very, very powerful bright light, and there was a love and compassion too, but also a firmness and fairness emanating from this person. And I'm going, you know, who is this? And the basic question that was coming to me through this thought was, look what you have done with God's gift. It was actually Jesus was speaking this to me. He said, if I let you into heaven with what you know now, that I'm just, right, perfect, you would misuse that and keep sin alive in heaven. You can't come in. He told me it was granted to me to see a land unknown that's best forgotten, but will not be left unseen. That was it. And then he took out all these keys out of his robe, just pulled them out. And as he pulled them out, you could see the scar where the nails were kind of like in the wrist area, and they kind of pulled the bones apart. It's kind of traumatic looking. And he had these keys, and the keys were odd shapes and design. And he opened up walked over to a place and stuck this key into this, looked like a gate. And a door opened. Then the veil came over and it was dark again. I couldn't see it. All I could see was the Lord. And I was being moved toward this door, and I went through that door into a void. I mean, a tornado vortex. It was just going round and round. It was a tunnel, spinning horrendously around, just roaring and roaring and spinning and spinning and spinning.
And spinning and spinning and spinning.
Wait, okay,
you left
so...
You left it on a cliffhanger.
Yep.
I get it. Okay, Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. But he described Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he said it was Jesus.
Yeah, he said Jesus said to him.
Yeah, yeah. He said
I thought he said the Lord. Or the God.
Lord Jesus.
Or God. I thought he said God.
Yeah, he did. He probably did, but he also said Jesus. So he starts to describe this place that he's in now.
Right.
After going through this tornado spiral
vortex
thing.
Vortex over,
spinning and spinning and spinning.
I just don't see God being a janitor carrying around a ring of keys.
That's a good point.
I think he would be able to open it with his hands or something, you know.
Bruce Almighty.
Maybe we need the symbolism.
I just don't see, you know, it's like, I mean, even within... You think about, like, what is it? Azra? Is that right?
I don't know.
I'm going on to a superhero spectrum here. Thor and...
Asgard.
Even they have a gatekeeper and he don't have keys.
How do you know?
I've seen it in the movies. They don't got keys.
Is it like a staff or something?
That's the movies.
Whatever. Well, I don't read.
I'll show you a staff.
Oh, God. But still, it's like, I just don't see him carrying around. Like, that's a pretty big detail to be like, then he pulled keys out from his robe. Pulled keys out to his,
Hey, I just want to say there's no keys to hell. Everyone's welcome. No keys. Doors are open at all
times.
And
then Jesus got into his DeLorean and drove off. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I just, sounds like he watched Family Guy where Steve finds Angelina Jolie out in the middle of the rocks.
Yeah. That's American Dad.
Oh, American Dad,
close enough.
Pretty same thing.
So he starts describing this place as a horrible, smelly, lots of screeches, lots of screams, very hot, and then he also describes it with slurping noises.
So it's your house.
You know what would really capture the
what
audience?
What are you trying to say? I don't slurp.
What would really capture the audiences is if they went a different route. Everybody knows that God or that hell's supposed to be burning. And
what if it
flesh.
Was just like a nice living room and
yeah, like with, a spa or something? But yeah, I mean, like that's something that you get out of the books.
Yeah, well, it's the common belief, anyways, for people. So he falls into this place and he hits the ground
with a thud.
I hurt and I stood up and I looked and I go, where am I? All these people ran out, and some of them looked like people that were dead that I knew, and other people I knew that were not dead. And they come around me, slapping me on the back. I said, they got there awful quick because the house looked far away, but all of a sudden they were there, slapping me on the back, welcoming me there. But something just wasn't quite right with them because they looked weird. They had yellow glints in their eye, and their eyes were almost reptile-like. I looked over, and I saw what looked like my best friend turn into somebody else. And I said, hey, wait a minute, you can't do that. This is you're not who you say you are. Who are you? And then all of a sudden I looked around and I go, all these people around me are not people. They begin to morph into what they were. They were ugliest creatures I've ever seen.
So did we have another story where they see like reptilian-ish looking?
The first
looking?
Guy
no, it's reptilian.
They were reptilian-like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reptile-like.
Reptilian.
Reptilian.
That's what he said.
They were
well,
they were rappers,
that's weird because
reptilian,
the whole
sir.
Reptilian belief mm-hmm. is that they can shift change.
Right.
And ooh. These are shift changing?
Ooh.
Interesting.
So demons walk amongst us?
Apparently. I think that's one of the conspiracy theories is that reptilians are demons.
So
but
then
I don't know. That's
if
all we need
demons
to get...
can, then angels can too.
We need to look into reptilians soon.
We should. Before they look into us.
I know.
They probably already have.
Hey, they're like three steps ahead of you, bro.
Always yeah. three steps. Brian says these people in hell look like rotting vegetables. They were distorted, twisted, filthy, smelly creatures is how he describes them.
So he's not a vegetable eater.
So he's been
because to me they look delicious, yummy, juicy,
I think
best
the
on the grill.
Right.
Well, I guess that little vegetables on the grill down there in hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they started coming at him and they tried to grab him.
The pieces they backed away, and this one that looked like my best friend earlier, who morphed into different people, came up to me. It was about 4'8", looked like a sort of half dinosaur, a reptilian type creature, and it was hissing and spitting at me, and was speaking in language that I didn't know what it was saying at first. It was broken in English, telling me to come follow it. So he motioned to me, and we took a few steps, and all of a sudden we were at the end of the horizon. That doesn't make any sense, but we came across to what looked like the end of the horizon. You couldn't go any further, and I couldn't understand what it was. And yet I could look out, and I could see all this vast fields and mountains. And then that creature stuck its hand in this horizon, and he ripped it open like a veil, and he stepped out of it up on to this road, and he telling me to come. Motioning me to come, so I did the same. I just went ahead, I got up, and next thing I knew, I was on a large, wide, dusty, flat road. I just came out of a cell, a cube. It was around 10 by 10 foot square. It could have been 14 by 14. That's what the dimensions were. And there was a cell next to it, and there was a cells above it, kind of set back, concave. So they're going up. And there were six of them. To the roof of this place, and in the walls are embedded peoples in cells.
So we got a bunch of cube-shaped cells full of people.
Right. Sounds like an album cover. It's a death band.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
And I liked how he was real specific. Like it was a 10 by 10.
It could have been 14 by 14. I'm in construction, so I pay attention to these details.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
He's like, it's a 10 by 10 by 12.
Yeah.
Brian is shown inside the cubes by the creature. Mm-hmm. He says it looks like these people are playing out nightmares that they have happened to them over and over, reliving their worst times during their time on Earth.
Right.
He said that a demon came up to him and tried to plant thoughts in his mind of, why would God let this happen to people to kind of make him curse God?
Right.
So, you know, the demons are just trying to play all kinds of tricks on him.
Again, it's Book of Job, same thing.
Yeah.
Not Job's story.
Job.
Yep.
I really don't know who the demon creature was. I know he had great power and authority. He either was a second in command or he could have been Satan himself. This one vortex was spinning, and a lady that just died in a car wreck came through, and she was deposited right there. And I saw her as she arrived, and inside her cube, she saw it as the illusion of her grandmother's farm, that her grandparents' farm that she loved so well as when she was growing up. And her grandmother recently passed away too, so she got in this cube, and immediately she thought she was in heaven because there was a grandmother waiting there welcoming the grandmother. That was actually a demon that gave the illusion of being the grandmother, said, "Dear Pudding, you made it to heaven. I'm so glad you're here." And she really thought that she was in paradise. But there was a darker side to her. She would make her children be what she wanted. Her children wanted something else. She wanted them to be this. And if they didn't do it her way, it was the fist. It was verbal abuse. It was cutting down. So as she sat down, I was watching it, and the tree's limbs just grabbed her. And then she realized she was not in paradise.
She was in hell.
So he got to witness her cue?
Yeah, he was watching her. So he kind of goes over a lot of different stories.
Uh-huh.
And he said that he watched a couple of different cubes of, right, like what was happening in them.
Could they see what was going on in his cube? Or was he in the cube?
He was in a cube.
Right.
But he was watching other people's cubes. Maybe he got taken to him. I was a little not sure what was happening there.
Right. So it's kind of like Black Mirror, where they're all in their own little box.
Yeah. And he even had like stories of demons peeling off one lady's skin, and then it would come back together, and then the demon would do it all over again. Like, just right, a bunch of, like, I guess maybe worst fears. Yeah. And worst, I don't know.
Hell's what you make it.
Yeah. So, I guess one guest in hell that Brian saw, and this one I found very interesting.
Okay.
And this is a very famous person. And you would imagine this famous person would be in hell. Would you like to take a guess at who it was?
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. What do you think?
Howard the Duck.
Howard the... Come on. Who do you think's in hell? Who does he witness in hell? Famous.
Hitler.
You got
well,
Hitler?
That's an obvious, I feel like. That's
usually not. Is.
So what do you think?
Howard the Duck's... You'd be surprised.
What do you think?
Bestiality. Anyway.
Howard the... Who, I don't. I guess I don't know who Howard the Duck is.
You need to get the
You're
hell
young.
Out of his house.
You're young.
Like right now.
Who do you think? Who do you think's in hell?
Oh shoot! Michael Jackson was already said. Hitler.
Okay, let me ask you this: is it an actor, politician?
Oh, I can't give that much. It's just a famous person.
Well, that's not fair.
No. It's very fair. Just come on.
I'll bet you it's a pope or something.
Michael Jackson and Hitler. Who do you got?
Pope Francis II.
Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth, okay.
She's the one that cut...
I was going to say, she's still alive.
No, the one that... I think it's Queen Elizabeth.
Princess Diana.
No, it's Queen...
Off with her head?
Yes, that one. The one that stuck people's heads on the thingies.
Elizabeth the First, maybe?
I don't know, but that's your guess?
Yes.
Let's see who it is.
Well, you know, this one particular individual is definitely there, and everybody knows who it is. It's Adolf Hitler. Hitler was sitting in a cube. The cube was open, and it was just burning flames. He's just sitting there, burning. And his flesh wasn't burning, and he had this hideous look on his face. And he was, as he was burning, the flesh would be rotting, and he was feeling every bit of it. It was almost like every oven of the gas, of the concentration camps, all the tortures that went on there were being meted back to him in one intense flaming bit of stoked up white hot heat. That would rot his flesh away at the same time, make him ashes, come back. He was just being tormented like that. He was just, I remember having this weird look on his eyes. It was just angry, vicious anger.
So Rudy wins. It was Hitler.
It's kind of obvious.
You cheated.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want to say politician or movie star, because right. It'd have been...
But like I said, it was obvious.
Right.
Yeah.
I just beat you to it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Because you're slow.
I was distracted. I'm sorry. I apologize.
He says they later were walking down a hall, I guess him and a demon, and they showed him a chair, and they wanted him to sit in it, and they wanted him to be locked into a cube, too. He heard some loud footsteps coming from behind him, and the demons grabbed him.
Uh-oh.
And that purplish, big, tall, demonic creature, the regal creature... kind of backed slightly away and kind of bowed and kind of walked out, just kind of slithered on into the mist, into the darkness of hell. And the Lord was carrying me up. And I knew it was Jesus. He picked me up. This is the part I remember though so clearly. He just picked me up. And his arms, and I could see where they crucified him. As he's holding me, his bones are pulled apart. He's saying, "You pulled apart my bones." And he carried me. And he kind of floated through the air and went through the center of the bottomless pit. I went straight up. I remember bits and pieces of being taken to a hospital and waking up in a hospital room and nurses poking me. And when I woke up out of this thing trying to breathe, I grabbed the doctor and said, "I'm not in a cube, am I?" "I better not be in a cube." And the doctor says, "No, you're in a hospital." And from it, I was no longer an atheist. There was a God. There is a heaven. And there is a hell.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to say he was an atheist.
Yeah. Okay.
So, what do you think of that story?
They bowed at Jesus instead of cursing him?
Yeah, and at the beginning of the story, weren't they cursing him?
That was the first guy.
Yeah.
I thought maybe they were saying bad things about Jesus in this one, too.
No, in the first story, the guy in his cell, they were cursing him and him and the guy. But in this one, they bowed to him. I wonder if it was like a setup. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
kind of like they were actually in heaven, but they were showing what hell could be like. So instead of cursing him, so they're like, just down at him.
So God's got this whole like sectioned off part of heaven, and he's like, okay, guys, this is our practice area to see how people act.
Yeah, exactly.
Over here on stage two,
it's like a hell preview.
Yeah.
Instead of,
why not?
Why they were bound at him?
It, like Kristen was saying earlier, what if they do have treaties? So that's how God
scares people.
That's he brings a really interesting theory.
Yeah. He's scaring them straight, kind of like when you send kids to prison.
Yeah, because most of those people in prison, they're like...
They're playing it up a little bit.
Yeah, they play it up a lot. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So why not? Why not have like a
like an intervention.
Yeah. A heavenly intervention. They show you what hell could be like for you. And all those people that were up there in the cubes were actors. They weren't really part of...
Instead of crisis actors, they're crisis angels?
Yeah, yeah. They're like, please, no, don't peel my skin. Oh, no, it hurts so much.
And really, it's tickling them.
Yeah, yeah.
So
and then Hitler, of course.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's just someone that shaved their mustache.
Yeah.
You can put anyone with that mustache on, and you're like, that's Hitler.
Exactly.
Because... You're right.
Yeah. So what do you think of these three stories of people going to hell?
Fascinating, that's for sure.
They're interesting. There's a couple of common themes, but really nothing that's not already the belief of hell, in my opinion.
Right.
The only thing I found interesting was the gold.
Yeah.
Which also ties into reptilian. Reptilians want gold in some theories to make the whole reptilian tie-in.
Really?
Yeah, there's a couple of theories about...
They're after the gold of Earth.
Yeah.
Really?
Something like that. Something really weird.
Hmm.
But anyways, they're fun.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's some interesting stories for sure.
I can tell you that all three of these stories are bullshit. Hell is a lovely place.
You would say that because you're the king of lies.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, buddy.
No.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yeah.
I've never lied in a day of my life.
You just lied.
You're lying.
I know how big your dick is. It's not as big as you say.
Hey, it's huge.
Lies.
Not lies.
Is that why you bet drive that big-ass truck out there?
I'm not compensating, if that's what you're trying to say.
That's exactly
Little
what
man
I'm
syndrome.
To say.
No.
Oh, yes. Hey, there we go.
It's a thing.
You're a thing.
Yeah. He got you on that one.
Touche.
So
usually Satan sucks to come back. That was pretty good.
That was quick witted.
Bravo to you.
So we brought up something a couple of weeks ago, Pink Jesus, and we never brought him up much again.
He's sitting right here for our protection.
Yes.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yes. I'm not a fan.
I know you're not.
So let me explain what Pink Jesus is again. He's kind of like a
magic eight ball.
Yeah, in the shape of a pink Jesus statue. I'll post another picture on Instagram of him.
Borderline hot pink, though.
Rudy, would you do the honors of asking if hell is real to sure. Pink Jesus? We're gonna see
All right, Pink Jesus, is hell real?
He's shaking him up. He's looking. What do you got?
I've got resist the devil.
Resist the devil. Okay, so to me, that sounds like heaven.
He's confirming
that heaven's real and the devil's real.
Right.
I could have told you that shit.
We know, but we don't like talking.
I'm sitting
to you
right here.
We don't like talking
stupid
to you.
Stupid little eight-ball Pink Jesus.
Yeah, Pink Jesus doesn't say anything, so that's why we like him.
Yeah, but he states the obvious, the devil is real. Spin it again. Give me one more.
Okay.
Is heaven real? Ask him if heaven.
Right.
No. Ask if hell's real.
All right.
I got backwards.
Is hell real again?
Round two.
Says, wait for a sign. So you've got to die before it'll tell you.
Yeah, that's more like it. Let's keep it
ambiguous.
Yeah, there you go. Big word.
I know you love those big words, don't you, there, Satan?
Yep.
So, like I said in the beginning of this show about my sandwich, my hell sandwich.
Right.
That hell sound that we heard earlier, I got some bad news, guys.
Don't tell me it's fake.
It's fake.
Oh, no.
And it reminded me of, like, if you've ever been to, like, Six Flags, like, the inside of, like, a roller coaster ride, like, in, like, the tunnels. Like,
oh,
all the
yeah.
People, like, that's, like, what it...
Well, this is actually a clip from a movie from a horror film. From 1972 called Barren Blood. I have not seen this movie, but I have a clip of it. I don't know what the movie's about. So this clip sounds like they looped it and they may have added some sound effects and like made it longer. But you can distinctly hear the same woman over and over in the clip from, what did I say it was, Siberia?
Yes.
Yeah, Siberia. Mm-hmm.
You can hear the same woman make the same noise 3 or 4 times in that clip.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right at the beginning of this clip when it starts. So here is the clip from Barren Blood.
With a little imagination, you should be able to envision the tortures and hear the screams that echoed through here. Recorded screams in the Baron's day were real.
Yes.
You think that's the same clip?
It sounds a lot like
the other one.
It's way too similar to not be.
Yeah, it's just got some distortion.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to play them back to back right here.
And I warn you, what you are about to hear is very disturbing indeed.
So, guys, that's hell
in a handbasket.
It's a hell sandwich.
That's right.
And we did it. We talked about hell.
It's a tasty treat.
For Halloween.
Halloween, yeah, yes.
So, I need to say that we got called out, Rudy.
Did we? On what?
On 2 weeks' episode, the witches episode.
Okay.
At the very end, we made our bold predictions for... Halloween costumes.
Oh, okay.
For girls, remember we were like,
oh, yeah.
Last year was Harley Quinn. This year, and we couldn't think. Well, after we recorded, I realized we didn't say Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so at the very end of the episode where I do the outro, mm-hmm. I added that little bit in and said, I forgot. It should have been Wonder Woman. We should have said Wonder Woman. So many people tweeted us and were like, you forgot Wonder Woman. And then they listened a little longer and they were like, never mind.
Never mind.
So.
How could we forget Wonder Woman?
I know.
Dang.
I'm so ashamed.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed of myself a little bit.
I mean, you need to get your head in the game.
I do. That new movie's coming out pretty soon too, isn't it?
Which one?
The new Justice League.
It's November. Yeah. It should be pretty soon.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Cool.
I just wanted to make a correction since everyone thought... If they hit stop at the end of that, they were like, they didn't even say Wonder Woman. That's going to be the popular one. We know.
I don't think it will.
You don't think so still?
I don't think it will.
Just because you said that, now I'm going to go as Wonder Woman.
You can try.
Oh, watch me.
You ain't no Wonder Woman.
Oh, darling, you have no idea.
I don't.
You could be the devil's bitch.
You already are.
I think I'll pass. Appreciate
you, though. Fine.
No.
Why not?
I'm going to be a deer.
Deer?
She can be a cute deer.
That was a hard pass.
Can I skin you?
Yeah.
No.
Alive?
It's only slightly twisted.
Yeah. That's a lot slightly twisted.
So, do we have anything else we want to add to this?
I'm good.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You're all right, I guess.
Hell's an illusion. It's okay.
I guess it's kind of like propaganda.
Propaganda.
It's fear-mongering.
Let's say this before we go then. Since we believe it might be a little bit propaganda-ish,
mm-hmm.
What are these people, are they just having nightmares when they're in...
Like their comas or whatever, like in between?
Yeah, like they're having like just the worst... fucking nightmare.
Maybe, right.
I think like guilty, like I said before, like guilty conscience, I think like lays, like it plays like a big part of it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, so like my grandmother's best friend's granddaughter. Oh, that was really complicated.
Yeah. Yikes. We had to draw a map on that one.
Sorry, guys. When she had her last kid, like, she had complications or whatever, and, like, she almost died or something. She claims she saw the light, and it was this big whatever. I don't know. It was a big mess. So, I've dealt with this similar thing, and it's...
Did they see the light of hell or the light of heaven?
I know her, and I'm gonna guess hell.
That's not very nice.
And if she was happy about that, then you know she's a very terrible person.
Give her my number. It's 666.
0666?
Yeah, yeah. That's
I'll have her holler at you.
All right, well, y'all want to wrap this bad boy up?
I'm good to go.
All right, say goodbye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Toodaloo. Adios.
Happy Halloween!
Shut up.
Bye.
He's such a dork.
We'd like to thank you for listening to this Halloween special. And now if you could not give us a trick, but give us a treat, and go give us a review on iTunes, and make sure you're subscribed. You can also find us available on Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn Radio, and a bunch of other places. So make sure you're subscribed somewhere. We are a part of the Dark Myths Collective, so visit darkmyths.org, and you can find a ton of great podcasts just like us, except better, way better. So go check out darkmyths.org and find a couple of shows that you might like. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at SecretTransPod. You can send us an email, secrettransmission@hotmail.com. You can like our Facebook page, which is just Secret Transmission Podcast, or you can join our secret private group called Secret Transmission's Secret Group. And you can chit-chat with other people in the group about news articles, share cool things, whatever. Maybe see some behind-the-scenes stuff. We sadly don't have any voicemails this week, but if you'd like to leave us a voicemail, you can tell us what you think of something that we've covered. You can give us suggestions. You can shout someone out for a happy birthday. Just give us a call. Leave us a little voicemail. It's 304-602-7444. We do have a Patreon account, and we would love it if you would even donate just a dollar. A dollar will help the show. Right now, we're saving up to get a bunch of stickers to send out to everyone and just other cool things that we can send out for free. So, some of our patrons are Bobby, Sharky Xmas, Mr. Justin Zanger from the Zang This Podcast, Ray Walden, Lynn Shirley, the Gone Cold Podcast, and the Best Darn Diddly Review Show. So, we'd like to thank everyone, and make sure you you donate if you'd like. Or, better yet, you can buy a shirt. We have a TeePublic page with a bunch of different shirt designs, and I'm putting more up all the time. So go check out our TeePublic page. It's teepublic.com/secrettransmission. And for any of you with little ones walking around this Halloween, be safe, carry a flashlight, and of course, check your children's candy. You know, that means you get the first test taste of at least 10 to 15 candies. I think that's the grown-up rule, so... We hope everyone stays safe during this fun Halloween season. And, yeah, that's going to do it for this week. So we hope you come back next week and listen to us try to explain the unexplainable.
Phone's on silent.
Oh yeah, oh, good point. Do-do-do-do-do-do. And I got on my work phone.
Way to go, Toby.
I can't get this one to silent. There we go. Oh, so at the very beginning of the witch episode,
mm-hmm.
Satan goes, you know, we're talking about, well, we're talking about witches today, and Satan butts in and goes, witches are my bitches. And I don't remember saying that.
Really?
But it was so funny. And I want to make it just a shirt. Just a
Witches are my bitches.
Just with text only, it says, Witches are my bitches, with a little dash, and it says Satan.
I didn't remember having the conversation with Satan about the mark of the devil until you played that clip. Oh, my God.
That's funny, isn't it?
Yeah. I was laughing.
I was cracking up in the truck listening to it because I was editing it at work.
That was that little 20-second clip was hilarious.
And there's more. There's two or three, and I was just like, no, this is the only one I'm going to make.
I made the devil giggle, and he's like, I don't giggle, bitch.
Hey, you work nights, right?
Uh-huh. Why?
You're fine. Don't worry. I can edit that out.
That's why we paused, so well, you can do your thing.
We're professionals at fucking up. So
they have three legs.
I think you miscounted.
Did I?
Just maybe.
Oh, maybe.
He's counting their penis.
So they're two. Never mind. I'm not going to go there.
Go there.
That's why they call.
Let's not.
Let's do.
A third leg.
Did you know they call me tripod?
Never mind.
Why do they call you tripod?
Because I got a tail. Oh, okay. I can lean back on it.
Gotcha.
But they also call me quad pod.
Do they?
Quad pod? Yeah.
Quadriplegic?
Yeah, no. Quad pod.
Quad pod?
My biggest pod is the middle.
And the back?
In the back. My tail.
Yeah.
But I do have three knees.
Three knees?
Yeah. I got a left knee, a right knee, and a weenie.
Ready to say goodbye, Roger.
I was a rough and ready kind of a guy.